Brothers are requested to come closer, please.
But the English, I'm saying.
Yes, a bit, mainly English, but a bit odd.
What do we say? Sorry.
Mainly English.
Mainly. Till 2:30, na? 2:30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihin kareem amma ba'd. Respected mothers, sisters, muhtarama ma'ur bihinu. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman, take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman, and on the day of Qiyamah resurrect us with perfect Iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has included us in the Mubarak Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected mothers, sisters, our elders always say, actually we haven't come to live, we've come to die. Less fortunately, the effort that we are making is the effort to live. And the effort that we are forgetting is the effort to die. Dar asalam jeene ke liye nahi aaye, hum to marne ke liye aaye. Kam kismati se jo mehnat hum kar raha hai, wo jeene ka hai. Wo jo mehnat humne chhod diya, wo marne ka hai. Nabi alayhi salam never ever call a lawyer, doctor, even a hafiz or alim, intelligent. All Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most resolute and the most intelligent of human beings is the one who remembers his death and prepares for his death. So Allah sent us for that life, not for this life. This is a place of need, not desire. Akhirat is the place of desire. Who tries to fulfill his desire on this earth will ever remain disappointed. So we have to recognize our Allah. The needs of akhirat is what? Allahu Akbar. Not wealth, not job, not houses, not property, not profession. The need of akhirat is Iman and Amal. Iman and Amal. A rich person is not what he earned. A rich person is what he sent. See, imagine Allahu Akbar, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear mothers and sisters, says Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dunya has his children and akhirat also has his children. Try to be the children of the akhirat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach the whole of mankind the means of akhirat. Is not wealth and possession, profession and degree, position. The means of akhirat is kalima. It's for this yakin to come into our heart of la ilaha illallah. That everybody, everything, nobody, nothing can do anything. The doer is one Allah. Jo bhi hua, Allah ne kiya. Jo ho raha hai, Allah kar raha hai. Jo hone wale hai, sirf aur sirf Allah Paak ke haath mein. Whatever happened till today, Allah did. What is happening? Allah is doing. And what's going to happen? Alone is in Allah's hand. Allah, imagine, mere muhtarma aur behno, thoda socho. Allahu Akbar, Bani Israel, 40 saal, Allah Jalla Shanuhu ne man wa salwa khana khilaya. Jo khana barahi raas jannat se. For 40 years, Allah fed Bani Israel with food directly from Jannat. What it was called? Man wa salwa. Aur usse taajub ki baat, even more surprising, inke bachche kapra ke saath paida hote the. Aur jitna bara ban jate, kapra bhi bara ban jate. The children were born with clothing. And as the children grow older, the clothing grew bigger. Yalla paake. Aur usse ziyada taajub. Allahu Akbar. Ashab-e Kahf ke aulad, the children of the cave. Urdu mein kya kehte? Na khana, na pakhana, na pani, na pisab. na garmi, na sardi. 309 saal chaand ki tartib par Allah ne zinda rakha ek neend ke andar. The voice of the cave, 309 years on the lunar calendar. No food, no excreta, no hot, no cold. Can you imagine? No food, no excreta, no hot, no cold, no water, no urine. With them a dog, Allah Pak kept them alive for 309 years. And when they woke up from the sleep, to ek ne dusre ko pucha, kitne der tak soya? Ek ne kaha, ek din. Dusre ne kaha, nahi, ek din to bahut ramba. Wo to sirf ek din ka hissa hi tha. And when they slept, when they woke up from the sleep, one asked the other one, how long we slept for? The one said, one day. The other said, no, one day is too long. It was only part of a day. That is Allah. Ye hamari Allah hai. Na neend ka mohtaj hai. Thakan ko dur karne ke liye. Allah is that Allah who doesn't need sleep to take away tiredness. Huh? Allah doesn't need food to fill bellies. Independent in is Allah. Imagine making you sleep for 309 years. And I'm not saying it. Quran says it. Directly from Quran. Huh? Allah is Allah. Allahu Akbar, look at Allah's Qudrat. Allah made Adam alayhi salam without parents. Hawa alayhi salam from the ribs of Adam alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam without a father. They call Allah ki Qudrat. Adam alayhi salam ku bagheer maabab. Hawa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam ki pichli se. Isa alayhi salam ku bagheer baab. Aur usse ziyada taajub ki baat, more surprising than that, when Allah made a pregnant she camel to come out from a rock in the time of Salih alayhi salam. Not a camel, a pregnant. Hamila oot ku Allahu Akbar pahar se Allah ne nikala. Ye Allah hai. That yakin in Allah's zaat must come. The main ingredient to our success, dunya kabar and akhirat, is that inner belief on our Allah. One great waliullah, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, or somebody else said, agar asman tambe se banaya aur zameen lohe se banaya taake barish ka ek katra na gir sake na ghas ka ek tukra uk sake aur uske baad agar meri dil ke andar aise khayal aaye ki meri Allah kaise palega to apne aap ke bare mein farmate the main kafir hu. One great waliullah says, if the sky was made out of copper and the earth was made out of lead, so that not one drop of rain can fall, no one blade of grass can grow. And after that, this thought comes into my heart that how my Allah is going to provide. Then he used to say, regards himself, then I'm a kafir. Huh? Allah Quran mein ke, wama min dabbatin fil ard illa lillahi rizquha. Allah says in Quran, ruh zameen par koi se jandar cheez nahi hai. Allah nahi, insaan nahi. Haiwan kitna? 2 feet. 2 paav ke, 4 paav ke, machli ka sabse, samandar ka sabse bara machli. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Allah says, wama min da, Allah, on the face of this earth, there isn't a creature. The ones we know, the ones we don't know, the ones we saw, the ones we didn't see. Whether it be the whale or the elephant eats at least 300 kilos of grass every day. They say, Allah, over how many thousands of pounds the whale eats in one morsel of fish. Till today, no shop, no job, no nothing. Who's this? Only Allah. Wallah, the biggest thing in deen is to learn that, get that yakin in our heart. How that question in Qabr is only one. Mar Rabbukum. This thing took the pleasure of Sahaba's life out. There was no pleasure in their life. Huh? Allah forgive us, my respected brothers and sisters. Today this incorrect yakin that is in our heart. Huh? We are actually asking through our ibadat the same thing that every kafir, Yahud and Nasara is asking for. जहां से होते हुए नजर आ रहा है वहां से नहीं हो रहा है. Where it looks like it's happening from, it's not. आज हमारा यकीन अटका हुआ है और वो यकीन स्टक किसी का दुकान में, खेत में, नौकरी में, शौकरी में, हा? बाप में, बेटा में, सम इन इज शॉप, सम इन इज जॉब. से इमाम शेख सादी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह कुआ के पास गए. He went to the well. He looked down, the water was very, very low. What is the natural, what we'll call natural reaction? He ran for a bucket and rope. In the meantime came a deer. Haran came right there by the well. Looked down. Then he looked up. So Allah also made the water to come up. When he saw this, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, he came running to the well. By that time the deer had gone. And as he saw the water, Allah made the water started dropping very, 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 very fast, rapidly. So he said, in frustration, he said, oh my Rabb, you treat me like this and you treat the deer like that. So Allah put the answer in the deer's heart. Allah put the answer in his heart. He said, you looked at the bucket and the rope. The deer looked at me. Today, where is our heart? Dil ki nagah kaha hai? Wallahi lazim, all amal without yakin accepted, Mawlana. If there's no yakin, all our amal, can it be accepted? The condition to the acceptance of amal is what? The yakin. Huh? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, Allahu Akbar, is written that if Sahabi gave 1.5 kilo of grain in sadqa, and we have to give the entire Mount Uhud in gold, the value of Sahaba's 1.5 kilo will be more than our. Why? Because the difference was that inner faith in the heart. That yakin, that la has to be learned. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for after Allahu Akbar, when Sahaba came, those who came later in deen, who came later, Allah tells them in Quran, oh my beloved Nabi alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, they've only entered into Islam, those who came later. They've not as yet entered into Iman. Iman is different. It can't be bought. It can't be read. Huh? That Iman has to be learned. And the planes of learning Yaqeen and Iman is on sacrifice. This is the condition of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. We've purchased in exchange for your life, health, wealth and time. Paradise. Jannat. That's made from another thing. Yaqeen is made through something else. Yaqeen is not made through the thoughts or understanding or reading. Yaqeen is made. Allahu Akbar. Again, you my beloved brothers. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu accepted Islam in the 7th year after Hijrat. That means the maximum time he got with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was how much? 4 years. Allah shows the miracle. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the one who Allah blessed to be the narrator of which ulama say the most ahadith. All on the barakat. Put Nabi alayhi wa sallam put his shawl, Allah opened his chest. Yet when Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was in one battle, standing next to a sahabi who was from the time of Makkah Mukarramah, and he looked at the disbelievers, it was as if he became squint and he saw the numbers. He said, oh, what a number. So that sahabi caught his hand and said to him, Abu Huraira, you were not with us in Badr when we were only 313. Where's the help of Allah? The Summat has learned the language, the education that any Kafir, Yahud and Nasara has learned. What is that? 1 + 1 = 2. Is it 2? It's only what Allah wants it to be. A Muslim's work carries on barakat, on rahmat. Huh? He say in one battle, Allahu Akbar, my beloved, my respected brothers and respected sisters, in one battle, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba Ikram did one large main. The Amir was a Sahabi. The rest of the Jamaat were Tabi'in. And on the way, he found walnut. So the Sahabi said, oh, what a beautiful stone this is. So the Tabi'in started giggling.
like what he knows, you know, like how we know, like some of the old people like myself, we don't know how to use all this modern technology. So the youngsters say, hey, he's out of date. No? And then they broke it and took out the nut. And they say, Allahu Akbar, stones got nuts. So they couldn't contain themselves. They started laughing. Then they came to the battlefield. And the enemy attack. They asked the Amir, the Sahabi, should we attack? He said, no. Then they attacked again. He said, should we react? He said, no. Then they attacked the third time. He says, should we react? He says, now react. They say the time it took to skin a sheep after being slaughtered, that was the time Allah gave the Sahaba victory. Then they asked him, but why you told us to delay? So that was the time of the Sahabi now. He said to them, yes, dunya things you know. When Allah's help come, we know. Musalman ka kaam to Allah ki madad se chalte hai. The work of a mu'min works on the kudrat and the help of Allah. Today our nigah and our aim is the same like a kafir. Ask any youngster, the first thing even the father will ask him, how much you earning? Because that life is made from what? Mehnat se maal. Maal se chizo. Chizo se zindagi banega. Make an effort to get wealth. From wealth we'll get things. And things will make our life. The more you have, the better off you are. This is ingrained in our heart. No, my beloved brothers. No, my respected sisters. Allahu Akbar. A Muslim's work is done by what? Qudrat of Allah. Huh? Sahaba learned what? He said, make an effort on iman. From iman is amal. From amal is the pleasure of Allah. And then the hands are lifted and the needs of the two worlds are seen to by Allah's qudrat. We know the value of dollars and we know the value of pound. We don't know the value of two rakats salah. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, wallahi, two rakats salah has that capacity which can take from Allah's treasure that the seven heavens and seven earths put together cannot give you. Huh? Imagine Musaylimah radiallahu anhu, that sahabi, his donkey is dead. What does he do? Two rakat salah. Wala uzu billah, we think it's fairy tales. Ye kaun si baat hai? Huh? Where's that lady whose son passed away? Son passed away. She goes to Nabi alayhi salam and says, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, what will my people say because I accepted Islam, Allah took my son? What? How her attention must have gone to Allah. Sahaba say we saw him lying at night. Lying in the day, and at night we saw the same youngster standing, playing and talking to us. Who's this La ilaha illallah? Huh? Wa na'uzubillah, the biggest incorrect faith in our heart is we think that Allah with Sahaba is not with us. That Sahaba, that Allah that was with Anbiya alayhi salam, for Musa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala opened 12 roads, or 12 transparent tunnels into the sea. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu's entire jamaat of 6,000 walked over the water without the hoof of the horse getting wet. Who's Allah? Huh? To get that yakin, Allah is with us. To make this whole ummah, to educate this whole mankind, that who is this Allah? My respected sisters, you are not wives of husbands. Mothers of children, you are first the ummatis of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are supposed to be like that of Khadija radiallahu anha and Hajra radiallahu anha of Ibrahim alayhi salam. How, my dear sisters? For what? That worry, that pain, that cry. Allahu Akbar, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could tolerate. A sahabi is walking towards Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He falls. He passes out. He passes away. They left his jubba, there was a stone fastened to his belly. That sabr Nabi alayhi salam could make. But somebody dying without this kalima, could he make that sabr? The first shaheed in Islam, who? A lady, Sumayya radiallahu anha. Wala'uzu billah, Abu Jahl put his spear in the most private part of this woman. And when Nabi alayhi salam used to pass, Yasir radiallahu anhu, it was his mother,
Our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Isbir ya ahli Yasir. Oh, the family of Yasir, be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient. For this kalima, not for a job or a shop, dollars or pounds or rands on which we're giving our lives. For this kalima to come in the heart. If there's kalima, man is successful. If there's no kalima, even if he's got everything, by the qasam of Allah, he'll never smell success. Today we are ready to sympathize with the poor, which we must. The oppressed, without doubt. But who's there to sympathize with that man who's going, or that lady who's going without iman? Who's got that cry? I say, Allahu Akbar, Allah's the first salam Allah didn't send to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The first salam Allah first sent to Khadija radiallahu anha. She was the first to spend all her health, all her wealth on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say, imagine when they were locked up in that gorge for 3 years. One day Khadija radiallahu anha sitting. Nabi alayhi salam's head was in the lap of Khadija radiallahu anha. And that day Khadija radiallahu anha's tears dropped on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That day even Nabi alayhi salam taught Khadija radiallahu anha's sabr has ran out. And he asked why. They say, Sahaba used to say, our hunger was tolerable, but our children's hunger was intolerable. Say, those tears came out because Fatima radiallahu anha was holding the dress of Khadija and say, Ma, thirst, Ma, hunger, Ma, thirst, Ma, hunger, Ma, thirst, Ma, hunger. My respected sisters, we want deen in the comforts of our home. The ayats of Quran which were revealed on Sahaba. This morning we are reading in Talim, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They prefer others above themselves, though poverty be their lot. Can we get that understanding sitting on a comfortable sofa and reading the Quran? When that ayats were revealed, when they had no food in their house, when the husband hears these visitors, he comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to his wife, is there any food at home? She says, Wallah, we only got so little for the children. He says, you lull the children to sleep. We'll sit with the guests. Put the lamp off. Pretend to set it right. We'll act as if we're eating. And let the guests eat to their full. Imagine Allah loved that action so much that Allah revealed the ayat of the Quran on the actions of Sahaba. What those homes must have been. Imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your beautiful daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. When that ayat was revealed, one day fasting, the rotis or the chapatis are ready. Just the time of iftar. And who comes there? 3 days consecutively. The poor, the jailbird, the wayfarer, on every day before the family can have the iftar, she takes that bread and gives to them. My respected sister, Allah has sent us, selected us, chosen us. For what? That wife who assists her husband in the effort of deen, Allahu Akbar, that deen spread in the world. That Nabi whose wife assisted him, Ibrahim al-Islam, Allahu Akbar, is not a long time. We don't have a long time for a long bayan. Ibrahim al-Islam, imagine what it was. First the fire, then he became Habib. He became Khalil, Allah's Khalil. Can you imagine where to leave his wife and child on that plain where there's no humans and no vegetation? For 2 miles, Hajar radiallahu anha ran behind him, humbling his kurta. What are you doing to us? Are you leaving us to be destroyed? Are you going to get us finished? And after 2 miles, when Allah put in her heart, she asked the question, is that the command of Allah? And the ulama say, verbally he didn't even answer. All he did is shook his head to say, it's the command of Allah. He said, at that time such a peace of reassurance came on her heart. And she said,
If that is the command of Allah, then Allah will never let us go to waste. When that sacrifice of that mother was given, imagine that time, that little baby, and she alone, no food, she's looking to the left, to the right, running up Safa, Marwa, 7 times up and down. Allahu Akbar. When there's no hope from any creation whatsoever, then what she does? Then Allah looks at the foot of the or the heel of the child, and the water gushes out. And what's the name of the water? Zamzam. What's the meaning of Zamzam? Stop, stop. Otherwise, you would have engulfed the entire world. And Allah Pak preserves her qurbani, not for the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but for mankind till the day of Qiyamah, including every Nabi, every Wali, the best of mankind, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever goes to that Mubarak place will have to follow the pattern. Where she ran, you have to run. 7 times up and down, 7 times up and down on one mother's qurbani. And Allahu Akbar, what Allah gives in return? That water for this ummah, which is sufficient for hunger, which is sufficient for thirst, and more than that. Ma huwa zamzam, lima shuriba lahu, who drinks zamzam, what any niyat, depending on the yakin in the heart, that dua is accepted by Allah. On whose qurbani? On one woman's qurbani. On one woman's qurbani. And what it must have been that day when that mother and that father were informed that now you have to slaughter your son. Where she stones or pelts shaitan, we also have to pelt shaitan. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam is walking with little Ismail, as if holding him from the back and telling him, oh Ismail alayhi salam, now Allah has commanded me not to kill you, get you killed, rather to slaughter you, to make qurban of you with my own hands. I say when Ibrahim alayhi salam tells Ismail alayhi salam this, how the Quran says, Ismail alayhi salam says, don't worry my father. You'll find me with the patient ones on the day of Qiyamah. Like Allama Iqbal says, can the world show an example of a child who was brought up in the absence of his father? A child like Ismail, who was brought up in the absence of his father. Who's his father? Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Allah Ta'ala calls him, aye, Ismail will be amongst the patient ones on the day of Qiyamah. Our way of tarbiyat is when that husband goes out for 4 months. See how Allah will bring those children up. So how Allah will teach those children Allah by His Qudrat. What books can't teach, that yakin in that heart, that knowledge of the soul, the recognition of that one Allah as creator, sustainer, protector, nourisher, comes from where? Huh? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi, a little boy. Allahu Akbar, look at his mother, we are teaching him. Every time he asks us for food, what the mother says? 2 rakat salat, 2 rakat salat, 2 rakat salat. Huh? One day the mother is somewhere else, the boy is somewhere else. The child is making salah. The mother is also making salah. The mother comes home, she asks my son, what did you eat today? He says, Ma, today Allah gave me food from his food. Mother wasn't happy for the food. Mother goes in sajda. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you preserve the yakin of my child. A few years later, she sends him from Islamic education. That was that time. In that way, she gets him. She throws 40 gold coins in his vest. And look at the advice the mother gives the child. She says, my son, you can die, but you never ever say a lie. And if you had to do that, what do you say? By koi puche bhi kewa no nimale. Even if somebody asks, what must we say? You don't have. We teach the child to lie. Allahu Akbar, they say, Allahu Akbar, as that boy is going, the crooks get hold of him. They ask him, what you got? He said, 40 gold coins. You say, you're lying. He said, it can't be true. They say, show it to us. The leader, he saw it. He asked him, my son, but what made you speak the truth? He said, my mother advised me, you can die, but you never say a lie. The leader of the crooks said, if I also had a mother like this, I wouldn't be a crook today. My respected mothers. Allah, the short life. Our children don't need money. They need deen. They need kalima. They need the yakin in salah. They need to become the dais of deen. To take, to realize that they've only come in this world, like how the Urdu poet said, Mere zindagi ka maqsad, mera deen ka sar bulandi, main isi liye Muslim, main isi liye namazi. The object of my life is what? To let the level of deen go up in the world. It is because of that that I make salah, and it is because of that I make zikr. Otherwise what? Today the object of the kafir and the Muslim the same what? Kamana khana pakhana biwi bacha banana. That's all. Huh? He says, what's your son doing? Oh, he's a doctor. Oh, alhamdulillah, he's well off. And if you ask John, Dick and Harry, what's the difference? Think, it's to cry. The muazzin is saying, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. The father takes the blanket and puts over the child. Nabi alayhi salam said, 7, the child must be encouraged to salah. At 10, I don't know, in England, you know, corporal punishment in England, you get locked up, you know. Huh? Allahu Akbar, the child should be beaten. Meaning 5 times a day, salah. Huh? Somebody comes to, we don't know the impact of salah. Somebody comes to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. He tells him, Hazrat, there's no barakat in my house. He says, put a hijab in front of your door, parda. He puts. A short while passes, lot of barakat. He comes back, he asks. He comes to Sheikh, he says, look, a lot of barakat came, but I can't react. I don't see the relation between the hijab or parda and barakat. He says, all that happened is a person who doesn't make salah. His nazar fell in your house. His bad gaze fell in your house. Allah took the barakat away. Today, Abiy Namazi is living in our house. We worried what the government say. We worried what this one say. We worried what this. We forget that the help of Allah is on His command. A house without namaz, the wrath of Allah stands on that house. The whole aim of tabligh is what? That there shouldn't be a bay namaz in every house. Every masjid should be 5 namazes with jamaat. Whose salat is correct, his life is correct. My respected brothers, my honorable sisters, wallahi lazim, this pain to come into our heart, this worry. Allahu Akbar, I asked the brothers of Bolton, when last the 40 days Meher Mustur Rajmar gave, went from Bolton, they can't remember. Have you been in your presence, this can happen? Huh? Allahu Akbar, we are such a beautiful community. For other things we're making suffers. For this, my dear sisters, Allahu Akbar, what we want from this Mubarak gathering today, wallah, the talk is there. What we need is at least a 40-day Mehram Mastura Jamaat to go and come back and take the takas of the world. Allah has made it so easy for the people of UK. Their visa, I'm saying, the UK passport. Where, which country you can't send Jamaats? To Allahu Akbar, there are some countries in the world, the entire country, there isn't one woman in hijab. What answer are we going to give Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Today, imagine we are taking pride on haram. The risk of a person, the barakat of the risk, Allahu Akbar, the more the woman is in the house, the more the barakat is in that rozi. There's doubt regarding Allah's command is to come out. That person who obeys Allah, by the qasam of Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah will provide from unseen sources. Who fears Allah is Allah's promise. We'll give you sustenance from unseen sources. We'll remove the grief of your heart. And out of every narrowness, we'll make a way for you. What's the command of Allah? On what is the promise of Allah? On this Mubarak Amal. Huh? Allah, how did value of this dunya is going to come out of our heart? How will this world become valueless? Huh? Allahu Akbar, the name of Allah is not easy. Allah. First this dunya has to come out before that Allah comes in. Huh? First the La. We have to take the sword of law, hit it on every degree. Where we think it's happening from, hit it. Take all this out. Hudaki Qasam, not one, not two. Allahu Akbar. How many millions of people in the world who had all the wealth, but their wealth couldn't help them? In South Africa, you know, there's a beautiful saying we got in South Africa. They say, many run for the bread just to find themselves dead. Huh? Can't! If Allah decides nothing is going to go down, can anybody take it down? Huh? How many have earned, never ate? How many leave for their children don't get it? My dear brothers, my dear sisters, our yakin has to come out of this. And it will not come out in our home. We are like a frog in a pond who imagines that pond to be the world until he meets the frog of the river when he realizes how small his world was. Huh? Today, the kafir and the Muslim, the yakin is the same. Barakat doesn't even... Allah, look at the beautiful life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi al-Islam gives Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu a bag of dates. A small bag. He says, eat and feed, but do not look in. Abu Bakr, Nabi al-Islam's time goes through. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's 2.5 years goes through. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, nearly 12 to 13 years passes by. Can you imagine how many years? The day Usman radiallahu anhu ring fell in the well, that is the day that bag also disappeared. Barakat is uncommon. Where is it? What the amal of deen? A man who enters his house and says, Assalamu alaikum, recites Qul Huwa Allah, recites Durood Sharif. Allahu Akbar, in that house there's barakat. Man who reads the Fajr Sunnahs at home and then go to masjid, in that house there's muhabbat and barakat. My respected sisters, wallah, how disconnect our house? Today we have brought those things which bring the wrath of Allah. How can we bring that brings the mercy of Allah? Huh? How can we bring that brings muhabbat? Imagine this Mubarak Sunnat. Ulama say you enter your house, you say, Assalamu alaikum. Shaitan says, there's no place for me in this house. You eat food, you say, Bismillah. Shaitan says, there's no food left for me in this house. It's a house in which there's no boarding and lodging for Shaitan. Imagine what a beautiful house that is. Huh? What's the sense in living in a palace and husband and wife don't speak to each other? Huh? What's the good of palace without muhabbat? What's the good of money without barakat? What's the good of life without afiyat? What's the good of life without izzat? What's the good of life without rahat? What's the good of life without hifazat? Huh? It's not where it is. It's not what the things that we are. It's somewhere else. Yesterday, one brother, we were sitting in the car. I thought only South Africa, they steal the cars. They say, yeah, in England also they started. Where is it? Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. In a house which is dirty, cockroaches come. And if it's more dirty, mice will come. And if it's totally unoccupied, eventually snakes and scorpions would be there too. Huh? Allahu Akbar. They say, one great wali says, you know, today our women don't only go for shopping. In those days, they used to go for shopping with the wali. Now they only go with the mali. Huh? They say, Allahu Akbar, Rabia Basra Rahmatullah Aliha's house. Two crooks came in. Looking here, they can't find nothing. Looking here, they can't find nothing. Looking here, they can't find nothing. They can't find nothing. She saw them. She took a bucket of water. She put a bucket of water in one room. She put two musallas. She said, now you pray. When they started praying, they started crying. They started asking forgiveness for their past. And when the time of Fajr came, she knocked the door and said, go. They say, her house had amal. The crooks went away with amal. Our house has got mal. The crooks are going away with mal. What are you going to put in our houses? Huh? If we put amal in our houses, what do you think the beauty of that will be? That houses will shine to the inhabitants of the sky like the stars shine to the inhabitants of the earth. Wallah, my sisters, today from you, you speak to that new lounge suite, that new car, that new this, your influence on your husband, your influence on your children, aye, that new clothes, that this, how it all came into our houses. Use that influence of yours on your husbands. Cry at night. Allahu Akbar, start the talim. Make such a fikr. Let those who've given no 3 days, come on to 3 days. Those who've given 3 days, on to 10 days. Those on 10 days, Allah shukr. After that, get ready to go for 40 days, 40 days. Allahu Akbar. And my dear sisters, Allah, send our little children, those that are not breastfeeding, obviously, send those children to our family. And we go out in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Which ladies in the world's lives will change? Countries will change. Continents will change. Allahu Akbar. My dear sisters, Qiyamah's Day, we'll also be amongst those. Allah, Umme Haram radiallahu anha, who died in Cyprus in the path of Allah. Don't we want our Hashar also to be with Fatima, Zainab, Rukayya radiallahu anha? Whose houses were emptied? When Nabi alayhi salam entered, came and knocked at the door, he was with Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he knocked at the door of Fatima radiallahu anhu. Said, can I come in? Say, my father, if you're alone, then if you're with somebody, that today you can't come in. Say, why? He said, the only piece of cloth I share with Ali radiallahu anhu is gone with that to the market. Nabi alayhi salam takes out his upper garment, throws it in the room. Goes in the room alone. His chin is on the head of Fatima. For whom Allah offered the keys of the treasuries of the world. Never complained of Ali. Say that day her stomach and back was in one. One is hunger and the other was sickness. All he said, my daughter makes sabr, my daughter makes sabr, my daughter makes sabr. We've forgotten this. My dear sisters, if the sisters of Bolton can take this fikr, by the end of this year, inshallah, three days, after that, 40-day jamaats, and get ready for the whole world. Wallah, men will take the door, deen to the door. I say, a woman comes in deen, nations come on deen. Pious mother, look at the children come on deen. So ulama say, one pious lady, the effect of hers is better than that of 27 awliyas. And Allah forgive one bad lady. The barest minimum she'll take to Jahannam is 4. Who's that? Father, husband, son and brother. If we don't make effort on our ladies, Nabi alayhi salam himself said, I was most assisted in my effort with the youth and woman. My brothers, my sisters, we have a responsibility. We had one lady in our Iqbal by Ismail by Ograda's wife. She never used to go out. He used to make dua loudly, Ya Allah, take my wife. She used to answer, Ya Allah, I don't want to go out. She used to make dua, Ya Allah, take her out. Say, Ya Allah, I don't want to go out. Like that, her whole life. But when Allah changed the heart, how many 4 months she gave? She went for 1 4 months to Delhi, Bombay, somewhere there. There was a brother from South Africa with his wife. He passed away in that trip. He was a Bulbuli uncle. I say, Allah, a woman used to come there. They used to get a beautiful smell. She ask, what are you putting some perfume? They say, had ziyarat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam last night. The ayat, I don't know that, I'm not hafiz. Wal mu'mineen, wal mu'minat, wal muslimin, wal muslimat. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read that whole ayat to her. Mullah Umar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Allah used this woman for me to see the noor of Dawat in this ayat. My dear sisters here, the sister of Bolton, listen to your husband. Don't worry. Allahu Akbar. Let's go backwards in this effort and see what Allah Ta'ala will take us and our children forward. Barest minimum in our home. Allahu Akbar, my dear sisters, tashkil must be made now. Barest minimum in our home. There should not be a day, whether it is death or nikah, whether it is sickness, whether what, that talim is ever missed in our house. Let's make this niyat first. The next thing, make niyat. Inshallah, there should not be a lady who doesn't go for 3 days. Allahu Akbar, what a husband, if not father, and then even if it's brother. Allahu Akbar, to go for three days. our elders are even saying, one unmarried girl in each Jamaat for 3 days. Increase the 3-day Jamaat. Actually, there should be more 3-day Jamaats, ladies' Jamaat than men's Jamaat. There should not be a house that doesn't accept these Jamaats. And there shouldn't be a lady who doesn't go out in the path of Allah. Right? Sit on our husband's head. And don't sit on his head. Make our heart, Allah, sit on Allah. Cry to Allah. Beg Allah, Ya Allah, you must accept. You must accept. Allahu Akbar. And from there, in this year, inshallah, Aziz, from Bolton, don't worry, it's not money. It's not situation. Allah's lak lak shukar. This year from Transvaal, I think including Durban, at least 5 to 6 40 days Mehram Mastura Jamaat went to Pakistan. Besides that, by the fizzle of Allah, how many other foreign countries Jamaat went? If our time is not, if our woman not going to spend it here, where that time is going to go? That money is not spent like this, tomorrow that money will be spent on the wrong things. If we don't give sacrifice optionally, Allah must forgive us. It mustn't be taken from us forcefully. So inshallah, after the dua, we request the ladies to sit. There's no, don't worry about the samosas and bhajjas now. Just sit for a little while. Make some tashkil, inshallah, is our responsible sisters. Take this little takaza. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Harkat mein barkat. In movement, there's barkat. If there's no barkat, there's no tabligh. If there's no harkat, there's no tabligh. Women have to come out. Come out, Allahu Akbar, in this time when women are out of their houses. I've said this last thing. You know, we were in Raiwin and Babdul Wahab Sahib used to say some amazing things. He used to say, you know, if 100% Muslim women don't go for shopping in the bazaars, he used to say, inshallah, at least 50% of fasad will be destroyed in the world. Not women working, if they just don't go for shopping, does the effect it will have. Let's make our house our jannat. Our house our masjid. Bring up our children with this Mubarak Deen, Kalam-e Khair, beautiful ways. What can be a better gift than that child who goes out like that? So inshallah, for this, inshallah, we're asking the sisters to make tashkil after the dua. Allah reward you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد هذه القرية يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلالك وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب المسلمين على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا وقلوب المسلمين على طاعتك اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب ارحم وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله